So let's review. Our shiur began with a continuation of the discussion of Shabbos kibbutz shehutra hutra. Once it was permitted to carry in this chatzah at the onset of Shabbos, it remains permitted for the duration of the Shabbos. The halacha does not change in the middle of Shabbos. Itmar, kaisel shebein shtei chatzeres shenafel, a wall between two chatzeres who had separate erevin collapsed. Rav Amar, ein metatlan boy el dalet amas. They become usher to carry more than dalet amas. Rav does not hold Shabbos kibbutz shehutra hutra. They may each carry until the wall as before. The Gemara says that we learned their respective positions from the following incident. Once in Shmuel's town, a fence came down between two chatzeres. And Shmuel advised them to hang a curtain between the chatzeres for privacy only, and they may continue to carry based on the eruv. Rav did not want to object openly in Shmuel's town, nor did he want to give the impression that he agrees. Therefore, ahadrina Rav la'ape. He simply turned away to show that he disagrees. Zakta Mishnah. Chatzah shenifritz l'rishus harabim. When the wall of a chatzah collapses, exposing it to a rishus harabim. Rabbi Yezah treats the chatzah like a rishus harabim, and one who carries from this chatzah to rishus hayachid is chayav for haitzah. The chacham view the chatzah as a karmelis, and therefore one may not carry from the chatzah to a rishus hayachid, but there is no chayav chatzah for doing so. The Gemara asks, because the chatzer is open to Rishus Harabim, we consider it to be a Rishus Harabim? The Gemara gives two answers. The entire chatzer, of course, is not a Rishus Harabim. The case of our Mishnah is when the exact spot upon which the wall stood is not recognizable. And there is a dispute on the strip of land at the front of the chatzer. The public claims that the wall was recessed further into the field than to where the owner claims, and they are simply using a path that they once had. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Rabim shebiru derech la'atzmon ma shebiru biru. When the public claims to have had a path through a private field, and they now actually use it, they acquire it, and in our case, it becomes a Rishus Harabim. The Chacham hold, it remains in dispute, and therefore not a Rishus Harabim. According to the second pshat, the place of the wall is known, but is now like Tzidei Rishus Harabim, an area of overflow traffic. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Tzidei Rishus Harabim has the status of Rishus Harabim, even if it is privately owned. And the Rabban hold that Tzidei Rishus Harabim do not have the status of Rishus Harabim. Zok the Mishnah. Chatzah shenifritz l'Rishus Harabim mishtei ruchei sah. If a chatzah or a bayis or a mavi becomes open to Rishus Harabim from two sides on Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda holds, mutarin lo isi Shabbos v'asurin lo asad labar. They may continue to carry in that chatzah for the rest of the Shabbos, because Shabbos, kivin shehutra hutra, but unless fixed, it will be us around future Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi holds, imutarim lo isi Shabbos, mutarim lo asad lavay. V'masurim lo asad lavay, asurim lo isi Shabbos. Whatever the halacha is for the coming Shabbos must be the halacha for this Shabbos. And in this case, Rabbi Sheshes and Rabbi Yochanan is supported by an explicit brisa, say that Rabbi Yosi means to be machmer and not allow carrying even for the rest of this Shabbos, because Rabbi Yosi does not hold Shabbos kimin shehutra hutra. The Gemara asks, how large are these breaches? If they are 10 amos or less, they should not pose a problem because they are doorways. If they are more than 10 amos, it would pose a problem even on one side. The Gemara has two explanations of this Mishnah. Amar Rav, lo'olam be'eser. Rav answers that they are less than 10 amos, but are not considered Pesach because they are bekeren zavos, on a corner, and it's not the norm to have a doorway in the corner. We also cannot apply the principle of pi tikri yod b'saisin to view the roof edge as if it extends downward to form a wall, because the kiruyay ba'alachsan, it is a slanted roof. We can only apply pi tikri yod b'saisin to a flat roof, where its edge is perpendicular to the ground, and therefore halachically extends straight down to form a wall. V'shmul amar afilu b'yesem esem. Shmuel holds that the Mishnah can be referring even to a breach more than 10 amos. And in the case of a chatzar or a mavi, it would indeed be a problem, even if only breached from one side. But the Mishnah mentions a two-sided breach because in the case of a bias, it is only a problem if breached from two sides, in a corner, where the roof is also cut away at angles that leave four roof endings. And Shmuel holds that we do not apply Pitikur Yod B'Saisim to four roof endings, only up to three. The Gemara explains why each opinion rejects the other. Shmuel rejects Rav's explanation because the Mishnah never mentioned a slanted roof. Rav rejects Shmuel's explanation because Rav holds that we apply Pitikur Yod B'Saisim even on four sides, as we see from the following Machlekes. Itmar, Achsadra Bebika, a gazebo in an open field, Rav holds Mutl Talta B'Kula. One may carry throughout the entire gazebo based on the halacha l'maish m'sinai principle of pitikur yared v'saisim. We view the edges of the roof as if they extend down and form walls around the gazebo, making it a rishus hayachid. Shmuel holds, ein metaltin bo ela ba'arba. One may not carry in the gazebo more than dalet amos because lo yamrina pitikur yared v'saisim. As the Gemara explains, Shmuel holds we do not apply pitikur yared v'saisim to four sides, only where there is at least one actual wall, like an open porch abutting a house. There are two versions of the size of the gazebo that Rav and Shmuel disagree about. The first version is that they argue when the sides of the gazebo are more than 10 amas, but when less than 10 amas, even Shmuel would apply pitikur yared v'saisim to allow carrying in the gazebo. The second version is that they argue when it is 10 amas or less, but when it is more than 10 amas, even Rav would not apply pitikur yared v'saisim to allow carrying in the gazebo.